miserable. Hello? Good morning, Bubba. Yeah, he's up. Yeah, I'm sure. I just passed his room and the snoring has stopped and the groaning has started, so he's up. Listen, Bubba, I don't have time to talk to you now because I'm fixing myself some breakfast, okay? What? I'm having some eggs. Yeah, fried. No potatoes, Bubba. And coffee. And toast, Bubba. Whole wheat, Bubba. I gotta hang up now, okay? Goodbye. Listen, don't say it. Don't say one word, Pop, because if you do, the headlines in tomorrow's paper will be Son Goes Berserk and Attacks Old Man.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this dumb breakfast that I just ruined. Say, why can't you cook breakfast, Pop? It's your tooth that's bad, not your hands. And speaking of that tooth, when are you going to do something about it? Now, this has been going on for over a week, and it's not getting any better.
Well, I told you I didn't want no dentist beefing around my mouth.
Why not?
Because they make me nervous. All them drills and chisels and screwdrivers they be sticking down your mouth. They don't even care if they hurt you or not. They just yank you and thank you.
That's the way it used to be, Pop. Nowadays, they give you one of them needles and you don't even know what hit you.
Oh, now I know I ain't going.
Well, why not?
Are you kidding? A needle? I don't want to get hooked on that stuff. It changed me from Friendly Fred to Junkie Joe.
No, they give you a shot of Novocaine.
Novocaine? What for?
It deadens your mouth. And in your case, that sounds like a terrific idea.
Well, ain't nobody gonna give me no shot to deaden my mouth or nothing else. Everything stays alive.
So you're just gonna walk around here looking like a big foolish rabbit. I'm gonna start calling you Bugs Bunny.
Oh, don't worry. I'll cure it. What do you think they did before they had Dennis?
They hollered a lot. And finally, all their teeth fell out, and they spent the rest of their days sitting in a cave, gumming grits. Who is that?
I think it's Bubba. He's supposed to bring me something.
Come on in, Bubba.
Come on in, Fred.
Morning, Bubba. Did you get it?
Right here, old buddy. The old acetaminophen bag.
Ooh, wee, that stuff is strong.
It's supposed to be. That's how you know when you got a good batch.
What do I do with it, Bubba? Put it upside my cheek?
That's all. Just lay it up beside the sore side. Here, let me take a look at that sore side. Ooh, that's ugly.
But where are you looking at, Bubba?
On the left side toward the front. That is ugly.
It's on the right side toward the back.
Oh. That's ugly, too. You got a lot of ugliness in your mouth, Fred.
Well, at least mine is on the inside, Bubba.
Yeah?
I was only kidding, Bubba.
Yeah, okay, Fred.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
Okay, Fred. Hope your tooth gets better.
I hope so, too, Bubba. See you, yeah? Bye. Hey, son. Come on. Okay, you want to know how I'm going to cure my toothache without going to the dentist? Here's how.
Good Lord, Pop, what is that?
It's a toothache remedy Bubba got from his grandmother.
That stinking stuff? What do you call it?
Stinking stuff.
And that's going to cure your toothache? Well, what's inside it anyway? What is it?
It's an acidificity bag.
A what?
It's an acidificity bag. See, it wards off all kind of illnesses, you know, like cold and flu and pneumonia and toothaches.
Yeah, well, just what's inside that bag?
Well, it got the shell from a rotten egg and a rotten yolk from a rotten egg and the end of a rotten carrot and a whole clove of garlic. Rotten.
You wear that thing and a garbage truck will pick you up.
What'd you say?
Listen, don't come near me with that thing. Just stay away from me. That smells terrible. I don't know how you can wear that around. Well, don't come near me.
Listen, if I feel bad ass, but...
Listen, if your tooth isn't any better when I come back here for lunch, you're going to go to the dentist. You got that? And I'm not going to argue. Don't come near me.
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to argue with you, Pop. You are going to the dentist. Don't come near me with
that. I don't want to go to the dentist. Look here.
And get that smell out of this house.
Wait a minute, son.
Hey, Pop, you home? Hey, Pop, you up there?
You are getting sleepy. Sleepy. You are completely relaxed. You will follow my instructions and you will be completely relaxed. When you awaken from this experience, you will be completely relaxed and without pain. The pain will be gone. No more pain.
What is going on in here?
You big dummy, see what you did? You broke the spell.
Well, what is this? What are you doing?
He was hypnotizing me out of my pain, and you messed it up.
Hypnotizing?
That's right. It's a friend of Bubba. He's a trained hypnotist, Professor Pole.
Professor Sylvester Pole.
And you're a hypnotist?
Among other things.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm also a handwriting expert, a certified public accountant, and a hairstylist.
And you're gonna hypnotize my father out of his toothache.
And he was doing it too. Then you walked in and the pain came back. Not in my mouth, but a lot further down.
Say, Pop, are you serious? Do you actually think you can get rid of a toothache with hypnosis?
I actually think so.
Oh, man, I don't believe this.
Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?
Are you also a minister?
I'm a minister, a justice of the peace, and a reformed rabbi.
See that? Come on, Professor, let's get on with it. Now listen here. If you go stay in here, you have to hush, because this room is being used for hypnosis. Let's go, Professor.
All right. Now keep your eye on the swinging pendant, Mr. Sanford. You will find yourself getting completely relaxed. You will do as I say, and I will rid you of your pain. You will do as I say, Mr. Sanford, and I will rid you of your pain. Are you ready to do as I say? Very well, then. First, I want you to raise your right arm and hold it straight out. When I count to three, you will raise your right arm. It will become rigid, stiff as a board. You will not be able to move it. One, two, three. Mr. Sanford, you weren't concentrating. You must help me. Now I'm going to ask you to raise your left arm. Your left arm, it will become rigid, stiff as a board. You will not be able to move it. When I count to three, you will raise your left arm. One, two, three. What's the matter, Mr. Sanford?
Oh, Professor, I can't concentrate. My son here... What happened?
Well, what happened is that your son is obviously a willing subject. He's in a state of hypnosis.
You're kidding.
No, it's a fact.
You mean he'll do anything you say?
Just about.
Well, tell him to fly out of here.
Nah, what I'd better do is snap him out of it. Young man. When I count to three, you will lower your arms and you will feel better than you've ever felt before. One, two, three.
Well, I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Well, you big dummy, while you was waiting, he hypnotized you.
What are you talking about?
That's right. You stand there with your arms spread out like that. All you needed was some tail feathers, and you look like a buzzard.
And you expect me to believe that?
Oh, you don't have to believe it. I saw you. You stand there all glass-eyed, just like my cousin TJ when he found out he was drafted. Wasn't it, Professor?
That's right.
He was out.
That's right. You care to go on, Mr. Sanford?
No, Professor. That little bit did me swell.
Fine.
I sure appreciate you dropping by. I feel good. Say, listen, Professor, how much do I owe you?
Well, because of the interruptions, I'll only charge you $2.
$2?
And I'll have a tiny shot of something if it's all right.
Sure, go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm also an alcoholic.
Hey, listen, son. I know you're not going to believe this, but that guy made my tooth feel better already.
Hey, that's great, Pop. If your tooth is okay, then you can have some lunch.
But I ain't hungry.
Oh. Well, if your tooth is all right, how about drinking some ice water?
I ain't thirsty either.
Oh, well, listen, Pop, if you drink this ice water, then that means I won't have to call up the dentist. Now, if you drink this, your tooth is all right. Come on, Pop, drink some ice water.
Well, I'll do it, but just to satisfy you.
You gotta love that, Pop. How's your tooth feel, okay? Is your tooth okay? Are you sure your tooth is okay? Well, let me see you smile. Oh, your tooth is okay, Pop. Then you can eat anything. I won't have to call a dentist. How about some peanut brittle? No, but wait a minute. How about some ice cream? Some ice cream, Pop, huh? Where are you going? I don't understand. Your tooth is all right. Where are you going?
I told you I don't want to see no doctor because my tooth don't hurt no more.
Yeah, well, I guess it's that old story, Pop. Once you get to the dentist's office, the pain stops. Sit down.
I will not.
What are you talking about? You're going to have to sit down when the doctor examines you.
No, I ain't. I'm going to be in a running position. I don't know why you didn't let me go see a hypnotist again anyway, because he's a lot cheaper than this going to be.
Pop, this is a city clinic. It's free.
So is an autopsy free? You don't see me running down there trying to get none, do you?
Would you sit down?
I don't want to sit down.
Well, sit down over there, sir. Please.
Sure. What's that?
Sounds like a drill to me.
Oh, then I know I ain't staying here. Lamont, listen. Listen to that. That sounds like one of them drills they use in the aircraft plant. You know, if the doctor's hand slipped, wham, it's a hole in my head.
You mean another hole in your head? Listen, Pop, I'm telling you, if you don't stay right where you are and get this thing over with, I'm not going back home and I'm not going back to work. Now, is that perfectly clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
Good.
Just one thing.
What?
I do it, but under one condition.
And that is?
I want a white dentist.
What did you say?
You heard me. I want a white dentist.
Well, what makes you think you're gonna get a black dentist?
You said it's a free clinic, didn't you? Where you think you find black dentists? In Beverly Hills?
It wasn't you the guy that told me once that you didn't want nothing white but milk?
Well, my tooth wasn't hurting then.
Well, explain to me why you want a white dentist all of a sudden.
because I want the best available dentist for my tooth. That's why. Now, just by coincidence, the best dentist schools are of the white people, by the white people, and for the white people. Now, don't it seem likely that the best dentist would be white? White dentist, please.
Say, do you know that Dr. Charles Drew, the man that developed blood plasma, was a black man? And that the first successful open-heart surgery was performed by a black man?
Well, if I need some blood plasma or open-heart surgery, I'll get a black man. But right now, I want a white man for my tooth.
Do you realize what you're doing, Pop? You're turning your back on the brothers.
Who? No, I ain't. I mean, a brother's all right for a drinking buddy, but for my tooth, I want a white dentist.
Good afternoon, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. May I help you?
Yeah, I called early this afternoon about an appointment for my father. The name is Sanford.
Oh, yes. May I ask you a few questions, Mr. Sanford?
And may I ask you one?
Pardon me?
Do you just go out with dentists, or could you squeeze in a junk dealer?
Would you stop that and sit down?
Oh, shut up.
Sit down. You have to forgive my father. He was just making a little joke.
I know. I'm sure that toothache isn't letting him think about too much else.
Listen, honey, I ain't gonna have no toothache all the time. Say, what you doing tonight?
Didn't I tell you to stop it?
I'm talking
now
to her.
You sit there. I'm not talking to you.
Excuse me, Mr. Sanford, how long have you had this trouble?
Ever since he was born.
I'm warning you, Pop.
I was talking about the pain you're having.
That's what I'm talking about. My son, the pain.
Stop it.
Quiet. Your tooth, Mr. Sanford, how long has it been giving you trouble?
Oh, it's been giving me trouble a couple of days, but it's all right now. So I guess we can go, huh?
No, we can't. Now sit down.
You can go in now, Mr. Sanford. We'll complete your card after the dentist is finished. Right this way, please.
Say,
ask
her.
I beg your
pardon? Well, nothing. See, my father was just wondering who his dentist was going to be.
Oh, it'll be someone good. We have an excellent staff here.
No, what I mean is, where did these dentists come from?
Well, most of them are from around here in California. But we do have a few from other countries. Canada, Mexico.
Africa.
You sit right in this chair, Mr. Sanford.
What are we gonna do, eat now?
This is just a little protection. But Dennis will be with you in just a moment.
Do you hear that? Just for protection, it's for blood.
It is now.
It is. See, they butcher your mouth, then you lean over here and bleed in this sink. And when it's finished draining out you, there you are, dead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I'm dead.
There you go, Mr. Sanford. All right, Bob, Mr. Sanford, if you will open, please.
Listen, Doc, wait a minute. My tooth don't hurt no more. Honest, my tooth don't hurt no more.
Well, let's have a little look anyway. Open, please.
You the dentist here, huh?
Yes, I am. Will you open, please?
How long you been a dentist?
Well, quite some time.
Did you go to school or take a correspondence course?
Sir, you'll have to forgive my father, doctor. He's a little nervous.
I understand. But, Mr. Sanford, in order for me to know what I have to know so I can get down to business, you will have to open.
Well, until I know what I have to know, the business stays closed.
All right. I think I know what your problem is, Mr. Sanford. Excuse me, please.
What is wrong with you? You just insulted that man. Now, he's obviously a qualified dentist, or he wouldn't be here with the title doctor. I'm ashamed of you, Pop.
Okay, you got the shame, he got the title, but this is my mouth.
If you don't want to get your tooth fixed, get up and leave.
Okay.
I will leave here. I don't need this.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Aha! Here we go.
Excuse me a minute while I wash up.
See the difference between him and that other guy right away?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, see, he's over there washing his hands. I like that. And listen, humming and singing. Happy and humming. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Mr. Sanford, let's have a look and see what the problem is.
Anything you say, Doc. Say, listen, I bet your father's a dentist, too, ain't he? Where y'all go to school, Harvard?
No, my father's not a dentist. He's an electrician. Actually, I got started in dentistry through a correspondence course.
What?
Oh, I say, I got started that way. Then, of course, I went on to a university.
Oh, and then you went to Harvard.
No, I went to night school at City College. Open, please. That's ugly. Mr. Sanford, this is a little more complicated than I thought. Would you excuse me a minute? I want to check this out very carefully.
Were you happy with that, Joker? He sounds terrific, City College at night.
Well, you heard him. You heard him, didn't you? He's going to check it out. Business. These people are all business.
I don't care anymore, Pop. I just want to get this over with and get out of here.
Mr. Sanford, that tooth is in a tricky position, and you should be in the best possible hands. I've asked Dr. Rogers to take over. He's the head of oral surgery.
Hello, brother.
Now, Mr. Sanford, if you'll open your mouth nice and wide so I can get your foot out first.
Morning, son.
Hey, morning, Pop. Your tooth feel okay today?
Yeah, great. You know, they do some good work down there at that clinic.
Hey, I hope you learned something from that, Pop. When something is wrong with you, you go to a doctor or a dentist. It doesn't matter who he is or where he comes from. You let science take care of it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's right. This is 1972, Pop. Now, all of those old remedies were from way back when man didn't know any better.
Yeah, that's that old-time stuff.
But what is this? From the telephone company. Due to an error in last month's billing, we are enclosing a refund in the amount of $5.25.
A refund for me?
That's right.
Then it's true. It's true, isn't it?
What's true?
You know, that tooth I had pulled. You know, they say if you sleep with a pulled tooth up on your pillow, that the good fairy will bring you some money. So you are the good fairy. So give me my money, good fairy.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape for a live studio audience.